The listeners have spoken. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Sasha, you're very giggly today. How are you?
Intro made me laugh. The listeners have spoken. We've been getting tons of viewer mail, listener mail as usual. And then today I actually even asked for a solicitation of feedback.
Right. And we got so many of them. We decided to pick one out of the batch just to see what they were going to say.
Which one you're going to read.
Please do not move too much because, there's certain things. I don't know what's going on there in your home studio. And
Should I announce that this is my first pantsless and underwearless show? Should I announce that this is the first time I literally have nothing on waist down? Or no, should I not say that?
You probably shouldn't say that. And I'm not editing it out, but you probably shouldn't say that anyway.
So I'm trying to adjust the camera because we're on Skype to make sure that he's not getting a shot of the curve of my ass behind me because I'm on the floor face down, if that makes any sense. I don't think it makes sense.
Well, this ties in with what our viewer listener wanted. One of their suggestions that we got was a more adult themed podcast. So could you get any more adult themed than this? Lying on the floor, bottomless right now. Does it get any more adult theme than that?
Last week we were talking about wetness of vaginas, so I don't understand how much more adult themed we could get.
They also requested more talk on your bra. So you're wearing a bra and a shirt today, but no pants.
I'm wearing a shirt, no bra. Basically, I have a shirt on, no bra, no pants, because before we recorded, I was out doing errands. And then when I came home, I felt like I needed to freshen up. So I took off my pants and underwear, and I was planning to take a quick shower and then get all fresh. I didn't have time. So I ended up trying to get the technical difficulties working for the studio. Next thing you know, there was issues with the computer and with the microphone. So then I was caught with just a t-shirt on, no bra and no pants, but I didn't want to make you late so that you would have stuff to say about me. So instead of being late, I'm just pantsless and underwearless.
There are so many things to unpack in that 30-second soliloquy. I can't even begin to. Number one, I just want to make sure you weren't in town pantsless and...
No.
You came home.
I took off everything because I wanted to take a quick shower, but then there was no time. Well, you know you don't like me to be late, so what would you have rather, if I was late or if I'm pantsless and underwearless?
The other part that I love is that your home studio entails you to lie down on the floor while doing Skype. It's the best.
It normally does not, but right now it was not. My computer was not taking the proper charge. So the only way was to be right here by the outlet, which then meant me being on the floor, which is why when I say, guys, that if I don't have the Skype in the right way, my ass is behind me. You know, not like before. Imagine if I was straight on looking at him. He would be doing a gynecological exam on this episode.
I don't know what else to say.
Hey. Hopefully for that viewer, we got a little more adult.
Right, exactly. I hope that we satisfied that listener. Again, any listeners who have questions.
Say viewer, as if you and I are still producing a big network talk show here. Listener. Not
because viewers. We're viewing each other. So that works into our mind. So I'm viewing you in all your glory right now. And you are viewing me in my black shirt and baseball hat, which is what I wear every single day.
Very sexy. And you know what? We do get a lot of requests that actually would like us to do this show with a video format. I think we probably.
Certainly today they would love it. That's for certain.
I don't even mean on half naked days, but I think that we would get a lot more listeners/viewers because we could just post that YouTube video, on our pages. Although I have to admit, with the stuff we talk about here, I actually feel like every one of my single bosses from every one of my network television news shows, it's probably better that they don't listen, If I put it on YouTube, it would make it too easy for some of them to listen and they'd be like, what is the filth coming out of Sasha's mouth?
Poor Sasha. You're not that filthy.
Just think, what happened? How did she get so R-rated?
It's unbelievable. Yes, you were always a very G-rated person. What were we going to say?
When you met me, wasn't I very G-rated?
Very G-rated. And we were both G-rated, and then something happened. I think the mix of two Gs formed triple X, something like that. I don't know what happened. It's like a negative and a negative equals a positive. I think that's what happened.
We were innocent 20-somethings living in New York City, just trying to figure out the world, throwing our hats in the air like Mary Tyler Moore.
Right. I want to give a quick shout out to Peter, my walking buddy. I saw him today. I hadn't seen him in a while, and he was out late. He's normally out in the neighborhood about 6:30 in the morning. He was out at 11. He said he was sleeping in. He didn't feel well. And then he coughed in his hand, looked at it, licked it back up, and then went on his way.
Come on. Please tell me that didn't happen.
I am not kidding. That is exactly 100% happened.
He must have listened to last week's show where we talked about the phlebotomist. And I said, that reminds me of phlegm. And he must have thought that he would stay within the theme of phlegm and phlebotomy.
Well, I have no idea. But Peter, I know you're a listener. I hope you're feeling better. And we will enjoy hearing your cantankerous self on the airwaves soon again. Also want to let people know that this is the last weekend of the drive-in concert series in town. So if you've been putting off going to the concert series, this is it. Friday and Saturday are the last two nights.
Wow.
Sasha, will you be appearing there?
I have been putting it off. I haven't been to any of them. I was happily avoiding my fellow town porters in mass. I don't mind if I'm going to see somebody I want to see one-on-one, although during COVID I wasn't doing any one-on-one because I was actually following the rules. But
you were into groups back then during COVID, not one-on-one.
Yeah, I don't want to see random people in mass that I can't make sure that I like them. So I have not been to any of those shows. I maybe will go this weekend only if you promise to go with me.
Let me ask you a question that just came to me. When you walk around pantless and pantyless, where do you keep your wallet?
Don't walk pantless outside the house. Come on.
It's just in the house?
I told you the entire story three times, only because I stripped because I was going to take a shower, but then there wasn't time.
Oh, so you could do this now because I got it because the kids are back in school at this point.
No,
so you
can they're upstairs still in school in their rooms. They could go back to school, but they said they would rather not. They enjoy homeschool. Like, I laugh because so many people's kids don't like homeschool. My kids are like, it's so much more efficient. They would much rather watch it on the live stream in their rooms without a mask than have to go to the school and wear a mask all day long for 8 hours in 86 degree weather.
So. Now, where would you prefer them be, in school or upstairs at home?
I'm going to be honest with you. Ever since the mass shootings that started and continued since they were in preschool, I feel much safer with them right here at home. I'm good. I don't need them in school. I'm not one of these moms who's like, I love wine. I drink vodka. I can't handle my own children for 2 minutes. I just had kids so I could get out of the workforce and have some dude pay my bills. I'm not that mom. So I like my children. I enjoy their company. I like them around. So I would be happy if they were home. I never homeschooled them because I admit that people with a master's degree in education know more than me about teaching calculus and physics. However, now that they live streamed it, I'm happy with them home. I feel like at least they're not where some crazo mass shooter is going to enter,
Got you. So you prefer, you are the one percenter of the people who would prefer.
I'm the only mom. No, I know a few, but I'm one of the only moms in the world that didn't have children hoping that the public education system was going to be my free nanny for 20 years.
You're the cool mom who walks around with no pants and no panties, just showing everybody what's going on.
Upstairs. I'm not some kind of freakazoid. I don't walk around naked in front of them. I came into my room. I took off my clothes, was going to take a shower. It was too late. I grabbed my computer. This all happened in my bedroom. My children are not in here. They're upstairs doing their schoolwork. If they were outside the room, if they were on the first floor, I would put clothes on. I do not walk around naked amongst my children. I'm not some kind of granola, crunchy, living oils weirdo mom.
And all I have to say is to our listener who wrote in, if this is not adult X rated enough for you, I don't know what else we can offer you here at Community News.
We could get much more X rated. We could talk about our actual sex lives, but we're not going to do that because that's not Community News.
Right, because then I would have to take off what right now we have any erotic rating or an X-rated rating because we have adult language. If we did talk about our sex life, I could immediately take that off because it would become a very vanilla show where nothing would happen.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's not community news, our sex lives, but that would depend who our partners are. If we were having partners all over the community, then our sex life would actually be community news. Like the swingers in town.
Correct.
Their sex lives are community news.
Have you heard from them recently, by the way? You should tell them about your newfound freedom, about how you're walking around. And
some of them are listening, and maybe they'll send us some listener mail.
Perfect.
I want to thank all of our regular listeners. We did get one response that basically said they've never missed a show, and they listen to every single one. And I want to say thank you to that listener. And to the rest of you, what the fuck is your problem? Why are you not listening to every single show? What do we have to do? Do I need to give you blood?
Yes, we need blood. We need blood from you in order to get listeners. That's all we have. We've spoken about every other fluid imaginable. Right. Blood is the only one left.
Like we give. We give information. What do we need to give you to listen to this show, people? Do you need a plate of brownies that Paul needs to bake and bring over?
Sasha, I will bake brownies. You and I are going to take them to the outdoor concert series, and we will entice and enthrall people to listen to community news.
I hope some of your friends are there, the 522s, those stockbroker, you know, New York City train types. I want to see how uptight they are or are not now that COVID is ending and they're commuting back to Wall Street.
I can guarantee that not one of them will be at the outdoor concert series this weekend. The 522ers will not be there.
Just their wives will be there with big jugs of wine.
Jugs, or have you seen the boxes of wine? I love the boxes of wine.
Well, I agree. Townport's a little too fancy for boxed wine. I feel like some of the local towns, there'd be boxed wine. But nobody in Townport would be caught dead out in public with boxed wine.
Just a jug, that's all.
A jug, yes. Let's face it, you know?
And on that note, go to the outdoor concert series. Keep sending us suggestions. We'd love to answer them on air.
Tell us what you need to hear about on this show for you to rate and review it and subscribe, because we would like to up our numbers. You know what I would love every single person doing? Why don't you post about our show on your social media and ask a friend to listen? And if you get us one new listener, Sasha or Paul might kiss you in a kissing booth. That's the reward.
And or we might do a live stream of a show where Sasha will be pantsless and pantyless and might be shifting around and moving.
Make sure that the angle doesn't show her ass.
Exactly. And on that note, as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, this is a very professional community news podcast. My name is Sasha, and we love you, community.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure. I will see you next Tuesday in all your glory.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.